This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. You're listening to Snack-Sized Sexy Stories, Short Sex Stories, read to you by us. Start or end your day the sexy way. Check out the link down below for more stuff from us. Enjoy listening to our hot steamy stories.
The next story is posted by SmutWriter9669. From our / erotica, the title of this post is Seed of Survival. Sit back and enjoy the story.
It has been a few months since the virus outbreak. They never expected the death toll to go this high, nor did they expect it to mutate and become extra deadly to men as it hit a weak spot in their genes. The mortality rate for women was about 75%. For men, it was a 100%. Not a single man had survived so far. Not up till now. Not until you. Panic broke out, but that too died down once institutions were created to accommodate people through their last days while still isolating them in a futile attempt at containing the virus. When you started to notice the symptoms on yourself, you realized you were screwed. You messaged your family, and they were distraught. They knew you were going to die, and you said your farewells through a streamed call so you could at least see each other's face one last time. You then made the phone call to the NEHS, the National Emergency Health Service, as you asked them to quarantine you for your last days, since nobody else could come near you. They picked you up with a bus and drove you to a remote facility and put you in an isolated room. There were things to work and play with, but no connection to the outside world beyond the facility. You might well already be dead if you asked your family. Later that day, somebody in a hazmat suit dropped a package of food off at your room and you took it in. Nothing special. It tasted a bit weird, but that was all. You fell ill, the fever kicked in, and you felt your body desperately fighting against the virus. The food supplies continued and you made sure to eat them so you at least had some nice things in your last days as you were weakening and losing the strength to do anything else. That's when you suddenly realized that you were regaining energy. The fever was declining and you were starting to feel better. You started to get more active again as you felt the energy returning to your body. You could slowly start doing fun activities again. It didn't take long for the facility to take notice either, as there was a camera in each room to check if the people inside had died yet. Eventually, somebody in a hazmat suit came to check up on you, taking some tests and saliva samples before leaving. 3 days later, you heard a new knock on the door, another person in a hazmat suit. You opened the door and the person in the hazmat suit told you to come along. They needed to do some more testing. You put on a hazmat suit and you two went down a few halls as they explained that they were quite positively surprised to see you recover at all, and they had to test whether you had truly gotten better through a scan. You let them take a scan of you and they let you wait on a bed in another room. You waited and waited as they were analyzing the results. It took 4 hours for them to return. The door opened and the doctors came in, without hazmat suits even. They were all female, since the male doctors had inevitably come into contact with the virus and died. They started to tell you what the results were. Hello, let me start off with the elephant in the room. Yes, you are the first male to match with our medicine and survive the virus. You can barely contain your happiness and relief as you realize you are not going to die from this virus. Now, we weren't quite done yet. You see, we put medicine in your food. So far, nobody responded to the medicine. Their DNA just didn't quite work. But it matched with your DNA. Now, we can't let this miracle go to waste. Therefore, you sadly won't be released back into the world, as you might die in some freak accident. Instead, you, well, to be accurate, your seed, will be used as a blueprint for a new generation of people who are immune to the virus. Your happiness slowly gets troubled as you have many questions. Why couldn't women who survived the cure bring forth kids immune to the virus themselves? Apparently, the virus attacked the Y gen, which was exclusively active in males. Was this ethical? The straight answer was no, but these were desperate times. Before you could ask more questions, the doctors told you that they have important things to do and will answer more questions later. They leave the room and a nurse enters the room, and a stunner at that. Seeing how large her cleavage is, you don't have to think long what is about to happen. She walks over to the head of your bed and starts to massage you as she cheekily presses her boobs against your head. The first male survivor, huh? I must say, I didn't think it would happen, but I am so glad to be the first nurse to service you. As she says the word service you, she takes off her coat and reveals the sexy lingerie underneath. You can't hide your erection as it pushes the hospital dress they gave you up. You have been dry since the outbreak as it was seen as a way of transmitting the disease. I didn't expect this to be the way we would beat the virus, but I am happy to finally get some action again. And looking at that growing mountain in your dress, I think you are too, aren't you? She cheekily laughs as she starts to pull your dress off and you eagerly raise your hands to help her. When your dress is off and you lie there naked with your hands up, you can't help but accidentally let your hands fall on her boobs. She just smiles at you. They are nice, aren't they? I think it's time to let them air for a while. They haven't been given attention for a long while. She steps back and walks around to the foot end of your bed. There she slowly takes off her bra and her panties while maintaining eye contact with you. She gets up on the bed and slowly crawls over you while those gorgeous boobs dangle beneath her. Your cock is already as hard as it can get as she crawls over it, and without hesitation, she positions her vagina on top of it and starts to go down on it. She moans quite loudly as she finally feels a cock inside her again. You see your chance to grope those beautiful boobs and do so. She grabs your hands and rather than pushing them away, she pushes your hands onto hers and helps you move around them, touching all the places she loves getting touched. More and more of your cock disappears into her vagina as she goes down further. You see a bit of pain on her face and tell her it's all right to stop. She tells you that she needs just a moment as she sits still and lets her vagina get comfortable with your size before she continues going down onto your cock until she finally sits directly onto your crotch. It feels great to finally feel your cock inside another woman's pussy again. It has been too long. She starts to go up and down on your dick and ride you as you moan out loud now as well. Your cock isn't used to all this attention anymore and you can feel your climax nearing sooner than usual. You tell her to slow down and she understands that you're about to come. But rather than slow down, she starts to go faster. You try your hardest to hold it in as you feel her pussy massage your cock. As she finally slows down, you see her look at you sensually. She isn't quite done yet. You feel the muscles inside her pussy massage your cock while she barely moves. It catches you by complete surprise and you can't get a grip of the muscles around your cock in time before the feeling of climax comes over you and you unleash your cum into her pussy. She looks surprised at first, but then bites on her lip and slowly moves back and forth on top of you as you spray more of your cum into her. She starts to talk again. Well, that was great to do again after all that time. It has been a long time for you as well, clearly. Seeing how long you lasted. Well, at least it means you MHMMMMMM. You build up plenty of cum to breed me. She closes her eyes as another spurt of cum shoots into her pussy and she stirs it around inside by letting your cock stir in her pussy. When you have finally stopped coming, she gets off of you and gives you a small kiss as she pulls down another bed from the wall and puts the pillow under her hips to keep more cum from spilling out of her pussy. You can't help but find it hot how she values your cum and wants it to breed her. Even if you don't really have a choice over who gets to milk your cock anymore, as she lays there, she tells you what's next. So, while that was great and you probably think you are spent for the moment, Susan and then Jessica will have a turn on that rod of yours in 3 hours each. We don't really want to waste a lot of time. But I must say I've missed having a cock inside me, say. My shift ends by 10 p.m. But we never leave the facility. What do you say if I was to check up on you tonight, to see if you're feeling well, or maybe you need some more? She gropes her own boob and slowly moves one hand down over her belly and pussy. Relaxation, though you didn't ask for any of this, you're starting to see the appeal of your role. Who knows where this might lead to in the future? Maybe, if you play your cards right, this won't be that bad at all. No. Not bad at all.
That was one hot and steamy story. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again with another hot, steamy sex story.